with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. American envoys returned to Israel to shore up the Gaza ceasefire after a major flare-up over the weekend.
Presidential envoy Steve Witkoff and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner met with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv to support the fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Tensions remain high after Israel accused Hamas of killing two soldiers. The Israeli military has resumed enforcing the ceasefire. The next stage focuses on disarming Hamas and establishing an internationally backed authority in Gaza.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Senate will try for an 11th time today to reopen the U.S. government despite Democratic opposition.
This is the first time in history that any party has had the audacity to shut down the government over a totally clean, nonpartisan continuing resolution. This is a political stunt.
The nation's highest court will take up another firearms case.
The Supreme Court will consider whether people who routinely smoke marijuana can legally own guns. The Trump administration asked the justices to revive a case against a Texas man charged with a felony because he allegedly had a gun in his home and acknowledged being a regular pot user. Defense attorneys got the charge tossed out after an appeals court largely struck down a law that bans guns from users of illegal drugs. Rich Thomason, Washington.
An official says U.S. border agents assigned to immigration enforcement in the Chicago area have been given body cameras. A judge is holding a hearing today to learn more about the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 515 points, the NASDAQ rose 310, the S&P advanced 71. This is SRN News. A watchdog group issues a warning.
The International Society for Human Rights says persecution of Christians is on the rise, both in quantity and intensity around the globe. The Society's 2025 annual report finds that dictatorship seeking to consolidate power and religious fundamentalism are the primary drivers of the persecution of Christians. Society President Thomas Schirmacher says, quote, "This takes the form not only of direct violence, but also of legislation, social discrimination, and control of churches." Michael Harrington reporting.
In Kerr County, Texas, which was devastated by flooding over the summer, churches are getting people back on their feet. First Presbyterian Church of Kerrville has given out $250,000 that it received in private donations for repairing rooftops, replacing vehicles, or covering rent, among other things. This is SRN News. A brazen daylight theft strikes the Louvre yesterday. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Officials in France say thieves used a basket lift to reach a window at the world-renowned museum with tourists already inside, then smashing display cases and fleeing with jewelry. The whole operation took 7 minutes and the escape was made with motorbikes. France's interior minister saying the team of thieves had done scouting. French newspaper Le Parisien reporting the thieves took 9 pieces from the jewelry collection of Napoleon and the Empress. One stolen jewel was found outside the museum. The paper adding the item was believed to be Empress Eugenie's crown and that it had been broken. I'm Julie Walker.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.